Daily Source Code for February 16th, 2005.
Hey, everybody. Coming to you almost live from New York, it's the Daily Source Code. And it is the middle of the night. It's, 1:15, coming to you from the Hilton on 6th Avenue, your Daily Source Code. A little bit late, but, hey, it's still kind of Wednesday night. How you doing?
The power of your
I've got the wireless microphone on. Hold on, let me just turn this down a little bit. Hold on, I don't have my earphones in. Just got back from the Lascivious Biddy Show, and I wanted to make sure that I recorded the source code now so I could really give you the whole essence of what the show was about and, you know, just really make sure that that I got everything out there. Hold on a second, let me get rid of this here.
Well, my chain is also hitting the microphone. Hold on. As you can tell, I'm severely jet-lagged. Turn that down. I'll just get rid of the theme song. Hold on, that's much better that way. Severely jet-lagged. Arrived around, what time did I get in? Around 11:30 is when I arrived at Newark Airport. Really happy I was able to go to Newark, by the way. It's such a superior airport if you need to get to Manhattan, if you want to drive is much quicker, it's much less congested, it's a modern airport, really love it, took British Airways. So I'm in my room, and just got back. I missed a whole bunch, right? So the part that I miss is that I walked through the gates. This is the famous art in Central Park that everyone's talking about. The whole city is basically filled to the hilt with people who have come to New York just to see these gates with orange pieces of fabric. I must say, it's pretty impressive. Excuse me. And it is completely art. It's certainly, eliciting a lot of response from the natives. I'm just cleaning up some stuff because I was in and out of my room a couple times and haven't really had a chance to. Well, I hung up my clothes, as Patricia always tells me to do. You know, hung up the shirts and the jackets. So anyway. I had a meeting this afternoon and then had some dinner and then went to Joe's Pub, which was down, 24th Street, I think? And packed house, sold out. It was sold out 20 minutes before the show started. And on stage, there they were, my girls, Lascivious Biddies. And holy crap, what an amazing, amazing show. Now, bear in mind that I'm opening up the mini bar here. Please come with me. Let's see, what will we have? How about just some water? Bear in mind that even though I've been talking about the Biddies and they've been talking about me in their own podcast, BiddyCast.com, by the way, officially launched as of today, we've never met. It's kind of like, I guess kind of like meeting a pen pal. You know what I mean? Where you've been in contact. In this case, we've been in contact for... Well, actually, I was talking to Leanne about that. I actually knew them before they even had done their first album. And she somewhere has... I forget who it was who turned me on to them. But we've totally known each other for quite a while, and man, things are just popping open for them. It's so cool. It really is. What's the reporter from CBS News was in the audience tonight? Sharon Alfonsi. She was inebriated. let's see, there was someone from The Economist, someone from The New York Times. I mean, Lascivious Biddies are go, as far as I'm concerned. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about their show before I go to bed. And hopefully tomorrow I'll be able to do a longer, more full version of the source code. And boy, shit is piling up. I see that I have 264 messages in my regular Gmail account and another 50 MP3 feedbacks. So, and of course there's hit tests. And, well, maybe I should just, why don't I do that? I will definitely. Yeah, let me. It's the thing with Google. Of course, you got to log out of one account to get into the other. By the way, I have to say the Wi-Fi at the Hilton is excellent and cheap, $9.95 per 24 hours. And you don't have to, you know, pull out your credit card. It goes right along on your hotel bill. You can sign up per 24 hours. Very impressive. Worked great. Let's see if Young Paulette put in a hit test. I'm sure he did. What we'll do is we'll do the hit test. That's always fun. Hold on. Let me see if he... Oh, yeah. Oh. Number... Jeez, did I miss number 10? I haven't even done number 10 yet. Okay, so I'll do number 10. Okay, I'm going to start downloading that. And so that'll be ready. So obviously I want to play some Lascivious Biddy's tunes for you. Haven't played it in a while. Have threatened to several times. And by the way, I'm going to hook up with the girls on Saturday. We're going to have some coffee in town. Although they're trying to get me out to Queens, to Sesame Street, where where they live. They say they live in Sesame Street, so I totally believe it. Okay, so Jan Paulette's hit test is downloading. In the meantime, let me see. What shall I play for you? Okay, I'm going to play Neighbor. I've known this song ever since I got the CD. It's from their second album, and I didn't know exactly what the song was about, nor did I really think about it. But tonight on stage, actually Saskia told the story about this song that Leanne wrote. It was she used to really as a kid she used to love Mr. Rogers, and when he would come on TV and say "Hi neighbor," she would sit there and say "Hi neighbor," and she would talk back. And of course, kids are like that, right? And it's totally logical that she would really think that was her neighbor, and she had some kind of contact with him through the magic of television. And when he passed away, she was upset and wrote this song. And I'm so happy that I now know the story behind it, because it really gives the words new meaning. Here's Lascivious Biddy's.
You changed your shoes, you switched to a sweater and said, "How do you do, neighbor? How do you do?" I remember the look in your sparkling eyes that said clearly, "I love you. Don't you look nice, neighbor?" You saw me looking at you. Oh, picture up on the wall, the owl's tree standing tall, and the merry-go-round spinning away, trolley. Where did you go today? Well, we played with sand, we went for walks in the
lascivious biddies and neighbor on the Daily Source Code for Wednesday, even though it's technically Thursday, but it's, so we'll just call it Wednesday, the 16th of February, 2005. The big New York trip, hanging out, meeting with friends, neighbors, old business associates, just having a little good chill in New York. And it's a great time to be here. Too bad a little bit of rain pumped up at the end of the day. But it was actually quite nice. It was like, 58, 59, 60 degrees. Let me see if I can, I wonder if I can open a window here. Since I'm producing smoke, it might actually be nice. Let's see if we can hear some New York sounds. Okay, this seems like this will open. Yeah, I guess. Or can I lift this up? Oh, yeah. I'm on the 32nd floor. You might not hear too much from the street. It's kind of quiet right now. Well, New York quiet, right? Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. So I'm going to have to make it pretty short for today. And tomorrow I've also got all kinds of stuff planned. So hopefully I have some guests on the show. Oh, maybe I'll even get the biddies on Saturday. I'm going to try and hook up with them Saturday. And see if we can get them on the podcast. Okay. So, what should we do? Let's do the hit test. Just to do it. This is going to be a wacky source code. That's for sure. Okay. Almost can't live a day without Jan Paulette's hit test.
Podcasting with Adam Curry.
My mama always said the hit test was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
It's time for Adam Curry to take the hit test with Jan Paulette.
Hi, Adam.
Hey, Jan.
Here's the 10th edition of the hit test.
Didn't we already do this one?
And if you're ready, we're going to start right away. So here we go. This is number one.
I have a feeling I've done this one. Now we've done this one. Shoot. All of a sudden, I'm like, wait, I've heard this. Isn't this, it's magic. Yeah, see, I knew I messed that up. Hold on, let's see. Here's, hot test number 11. Okay, shoot. All right, so I have to download this. That'll just take me a minute. It was also fun. There were two, actually, there were a whole bunch of people who came who knew what podcasting was and had heard about the BiddyCast or heard about the show on this podcast or other podcasts. Two guys from Holland who've been working in Connecticut, New Canaan, actually, which is a reasonable drive. They came down in their souped-up Mustang. These guys are working for some they're code slingers, basically. And they'd heard it on the source code, and they got totally turned on to the biddies. And there are a lot of just a lot of podcast related people, which is really cool to see. But there was an audience there that is very familiar with Lascivious Biddies. They are definitely the bomb diggity shizzle fizzle in Nueva York.
Podcasting with Adam Curry.
It's time for Adam Curry to take the hit test with Jan Paulette.
Hi, Adam. This is
Jan.
Another edition of the hit test.
Right, number 11.
And again, music from the 80s. It should be part safe because questions and answers are well within 60 seconds each. So,
you know what, Jan? I love it when you play by the rules.
Okay. Excuse me, I'm recording here. What are you doing? What are you doing?
What's this?
Give me back the mic. Come on, give me back. What are you doing? Come on, what are you doing?
Hello, Adam. Do you know who this is? Is? Well, I'll give you a hint.
It's
I got a hot pussy.
Here?
All right. Well, I've decided that I was a little tired of Jan's hideous Dutch accent, and I've decided to administer the hit test myself. Are you ready?
I'm ready, baby.
Okay.
Hit me.
This is number one.
Boom, boom, boom. Oh, shoot. I know this one, too. Free your mind. It's free your mind, and your dress will follow. And Vogue.
This is number two.
Oh, I totally know. I can make you feel good. Was that Shalimar?
It's got to be a big lesbian song. It was probably Shalimar. I can make you feel good. I think that's what it was. All right, let's keep going.
And this is number three.
Is it... SOS Band? And Chain?
And now here's Jan with the answers.
First of all, Madge... Thank you very much. That was a great surprise.
So I guess you don't know anything about music, eh?
Give me that. I'm sorry, Adam. I'm sorry for this interruption. It's like he knew I wasn't able to start over again.
Oh.
Well, okay, here we go. Answer number one.
Yeah, and your dress will follow,
it's
baby.
En Vogue. And Free Your Mind.
That's one for the kids.
And answer number two. Now this is Johnny H. Jazz.
Oh, shoot.
I don't want to be a hero.
Oh, I can make you feel good. The only Johnny H. Jazz song I know is Shattered Dreams, and there was something else. But Shattered Dreams, I wouldn't have guessed this one. Yeah, I do know it, actually, now that I hear it. Yeah.
And the final answer. The SOS Band,
yeah.
The Secret of Success Band. And the song is titled Just Be Good to Me.
Oh, well. So I get like a half a point. Tell me. Oh, just be good to me.
Well, that's it. Madge, what are you still doing here? Why are you so close to me? Get away! Let me do this.
Boing, boing, boing. Are you just
Don't
happy to see
to
you?
Visit my podcast at yeastradio.com.
Give me that. Now you're really pushing it, Madge. Adam, sorry again for these interruptions. Let me wrap it up before other things go wrong here. Okay, this concludes the hit test. Feedback is welcome at hittest@gmail.com. And you can find them all at www.helpathand.nl/hittest. See you soon, Adam. Bye-bye.
Yo. Most excellent, Jan. Thank you once again for a wonderful, wonderful job there. Theater of the mind. It's amazing how Madge can transport herself to the Netherlands. It's helpathand.nl/hittest, HITTEST. For the archive of all of the Jan Palet hit tests. I think he sent me some email about the RSS feed and stuff, but I just got to find an hour or two to catch up on all my correspondence. That's what's just freaking crazy. So you go away, you know. That's why I need a producer. And by the way, I've had a couple of people send me emails, and I've had some correspondence with a couple of them, and I really appreciate it. And sometime, and hopefully maybe the weekend, I'll be able to get back to you guys, because there's some real, real talented, competent people who want to help. And best of all, they just want to help. I really appreciate it. Actually, I wanted to mention these two guys that came down from Connecticut. Let me just see. I got to get their card from my jacket. Hold on. They're really nice guys. And they said, let me see if I can find it here. Hold on a second. Shoot, where did I put their... They had a website, and it had pictures from the Biddy show, which is apparently running on, here we go. It's running on their cable modem at their apartment. And I said, but, you know, dude, if I point to this, you know, that could get pretty nasty with your 300K upstream. But they're hackers, so they thought it would be funny. So it's dutch.hopto.org, dutch.hopto, H-O-P-T-O, or hotel... what is it? Hotel Oscar Papa Tango Oscar .org. Okay. Let's see. I want to play another Biddy track. This is actually from the Biddy Cast, biddycast.com. I think this is a previous live show.
This is going to be a little chaotic. life because we just turned on the recorder.
Let me see, is that it? I want the live show. No, this is what I want. Here's a bit of the live show. This is Texas Girl. Leanne's got this beautiful country and western like.
Yes, it's a country song.
Yeah. Go, baby.
Here in the living room.
Here's the biddies on the source code.
It's been 6 long years since I moved to the city. And in 6 long years, I've had stars in my eyes. And in 6 long years, nothing's ever been as pretty as the big yellow sun in the blue Texas sky. You can take the girl out of Texas like a flower. You can pluck her from the world. But no matter where she roams, she is never far from home. Cause you can take Texas out of this girl. I am thankful for the things that the Lord has given.
Texas Girl, and that's live from their BiddyCast, and you can get that at BiddyCast.com. Check out their website, which is BiddiesForever.com. This is just like a Biddy promotion show. Man, it was so fun when you... So I told you, it's kind of like pen pals, and I finally met them, and we all hugged, and these are... They're like kind of like Kylie Minogue petite, you know? They're not a one is over 5'5", I think, and they're just... Oh man, I don't know. It was great. Just the whole show, and it was great seeing Saskia with her upright bass. God, that's some. Me and big wood instruments and women, right? Or string instruments like the upright bass, or some hot girl on cello action. You know, that really gets my blood pumping. And Saskia was just, oh man, she's a Juilliard. She graduated Juilliard on a scholarship. But the way she was just hammering on that upright bass, it was a very physical thing that was just cool to watch. And then Biddy Amanda on guitar rocking out, Deidre on piano, and Leanne, of course, on vocals. And those girls just make such beautiful music. And it was fun. You know, we hung out, had a drink afterwards, and Saturday we're going to try and hook up. So also, there's I'm going to be reporting on what's going on. I'm meeting with people on the East Coast and the West Coast. There's lots of opportunities, obviously podcast opportunities that people have been emailing me and calling me about. And so I finally decided I might as well go and just talk to people and see what some of the ideas are. There's a lot of old business associates of mine have popped up with ideas. the marketing advertising people. It's just it's alive, you know. So there's stuff going on, and I hope to report during the week about some cool stuff. Meeting up with a couple of podcasters on the West Coast. I was planning on going to the Rave Awards, which is at the Wired Rave Awards next week. So out on the West Coast, there's a Dawn and Drew party I'm going to try and hook up with, or not try, I'm going to hook up with, Sunday night. Hanging out, Michael Butler, I'm going to check out him. He's on the West Coast. Hold on a second, my iPodder is just kicking in. I hope it doesn't kill the downloads here. Who else? Michael Gohagen from, first time I got his name right off the bat, Michael Gohagen. Real Reviews. I got to set up the schedule. and tomorrow I'm having dinner with Steve Leeds, and Ken and I have talked about him. So it's cool. And actually, I haven't been in New York since before 9/11. So it's just good to kind of, you know, feel the energy of what's going on what's going on in the city. And it's good. It's good to be in New York. It really is. Although I miss my girls terribly, who are, let's see. What time is it now? They'll be getting up in a couple hours. My goodness. Okay, let's play one more Biddy song, and then I'm going to go to bed because I still have to compress this and get it up to the bird. There's only one song I guess I can play if I take you out on a Biddy's note. You know, there's what else could it be but my favorite? I Want to Be Famous by the Biddy's on your daily source code.
I want to be famous. I want to wear minks and satins and pearls. I want to be famous more than just any old girl. I want to have eyes as blue as the sea. I want all the people to look at me. I want my own show on TV. I want to be that girl. I want to be famous. Out at Sardi's, have parties at Spy. I want to be famous. Go to Paris on private flights. I want to have lovers by the score. Movie producers knocking down my door. This is the fate that is in store for me. I want to be famous.
Famous.
Tabloids will print what I eat. I want to be famous. Who I do will be news on the street. Then when I'm old, I'll have a ball. They'll be shocked that I'm living at all.
Thank you.
just my body, but also my soul. But a legend is my goal, and a legend I'll be. When I'm famous, not a whit I'll give for the little people, all them kids. When I'm famous,
famous.
Man, that brought the house down when they did that tonight. Lascivious Biddies on this, I guess we'll just call this a biddy special that we had on the Source Code tonight, or today, or whenever you happen to be listening to this. I'm actually just now preparing the show notes, which will consist of a picture of the ticket that that I had for the show, which was free. It's so nice. I was on the list. I'm with the band. I finally got to say it. It was great. So thanks to the Biddies, Leanne, Amanda, Saskia, Deidre, Ben, Day, Day Bennett, and let's see who else we have to thank. Jan Paulette, of course, and Matt for the hit test. Okay, I've got my nighttime sleepy time medicine. Since I'm jet lagged, it's the only true way to regulate the sleeping, you know. If you know what I'm saying. It's the good stuff from Amsterdam. Alright, everybody. Tomorrow I'll be back with another Daily Source Code. Thanks for listening. Check out the Biddies, biddycast.com or biddiesforever.com, and of course, dailysourcecode.com. Bye bye.